Corporate inflation is defined as an economic condition under which there is a steep increase in price. In accordance with the laws of economics, three factors combine to create this condition. First, demand must be much greater than the supply of available goods. Second, the country must continuously create and thereby build up an ever-increasing supply of money. Third, the governmental processes that are used to collect taxes must be crippled. Let's imagine a country where production is barely accomplishing its goal to keep up with demand. When this happens, the government should decrease the salaries of the workers by raising taxes. But the government is powerless to collect the taxes, so it prints more money to compensate for the goods it must purchase. This new money goes to the workers who produce the goods. As a result, the people are not forced to give up certain things for a while. They actually become richer. While this might appear to be a positive step, it is actually regressive. Every month, the government is forced to print more and more money, thereby increasing its liabilities until it is destroyed. The only way to prevent our economic collapse in such a situation is for the government to increase taxes in a manner that is characterized by impartiality to everyone involved.
Which of the following might occur during the hyperinflation? What does the passage imply? What does the word regressive properly mean? What does the author centers on this passage?